Thank God. Well, we've been talking about, or in a series called Keep Expecting. And if you can go ahead and turn over to Hebrews 11, 1, we'll start there and make our way into this. Hebrews 11, 1. Hebrews 11, 1, everybody there? It's on your sheet. It says, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. We've talked about that word faith, that means confidence, that means persuasion, assurance, and faith is being persuaded of something. When it's not just a Christian easy word, it's not a religious term. To have faith in someone or something, it means to be persuaded about something, to have assurance and to have confidence. If you have faith in a human, that means you have confidence in them. Well, I have faith in you, pal, you're going to do it. Well, that means you have confidence in them. Well, to have confidence in God or to have faith in God is to have confidence or assurance of Him. This sentence here says, now faith is the substance of things hoped for. So faith, this assurance, this confidence is the undergirding. That word substance means like a foundation. So it's what sits under. It's the foundation of things hoped for. We saw how that word hope in the Bible means expectation. It doesn't mean wish. It means things that are expected. So what this is saying is that faith or assurance, confidence is the foundation of things expected. So the reason you expect is because you are assured of something. It also says the evidence of things not seen. So faith is the substance or the foundation of things you expect. It's the evidence. Your faith is the evidence of things you don't see. So people say, well, seeing is believing. No, that's actually wrong. Because here it says faith is the evidence of things you don't see. Well, seeing is believing. What that means is I'm not going to receive something until I see it. Well, when you see it, it's too late to believe it because you already know it. You see it. That's not when you believe. You would say, I accept it. Believing is something you do when you can't see. When you're assured of something, you know, if you were to say, I have faith that the Red Sox are going to win another World Series, you know, basically, they're going to, if you said, I have faith that they're going to break the curse of the Bambino, you would say, if you were to say that in 2016, people would look at you and go, did you just, where were you the last, you know, 12 years? Because that already happened. But had you said that in 2002, after, you know, how many decades of this not happening, they're gonna break it. I know they're going to win. It's going to change. Well, that's called faith. You're one of the faithful. You're one of the people that's, no, they're going to do it. Even though in, you know, most people's lifetimes at that point, it hadn't happened, right? Mm-hmm. That's just natural faith. But you don't really have anything to base that on, right? What do you have to base that on, really? Well, I like the Red Sox. What does that have to do with anything? Great. You know? People like the Chicago Cubs. Well, people like the Kansas City Royals. So what? Well, they're going to win. Well, okay, you're a fan. What does that have to do with them actually winning? It doesn't have anything to do with it. So that's faith based on, like, nothing. But when we talk about faith here, we're saying faith in God. Faith is the reason that you expect something. It's the reason that it's the evidence of things you can't see. So you don't see it, but you believe. Because you believe it, you expect something. Because you believe it, you don't need to see it. And we know this in relation to heaven, because I don't think anybody here, I mean, you may have had a vision or something, I don't know. But I probably nobody's here has been to heaven. But we believe it. If you're a born-again Christian, you believe that Jesus rose from the dead, that He is Lord, and we're going to see Him again in heaven. But you haven't seen it. If you had to say, well, I'll believe it when I see it, well, don't work that way, because you may not see it if you don't believe it. In fact, you won't, right? That's not the way it works. Well, I'll believe it when I see it. You know, it doesn't work that way. You got to believe before you see. Believing's higher than seeing. Your seeing can deceive you, right? You know, you ever gone out and when it's really hot, out in the middle of nowhere, and it's hot on the highway, and what do you see way up there? What looks like, what does it look like across the highway way up there? Looks like there's water. But then you get, you know, you're a kid, you're driving with your parents or whatever, and you see it, and it disappears. It's never there. Why? Because it's not there. It's a mirage. It's an optical illusion. It's not really there, but your eyes will tell you it's there. Well, if you're going to go by what you see, you're going to be wrong. Thank God we don't have to just live by what we see. This is faith is higher. You realize you have a sixth sense, and it's called faith. We're meant to walk by another sense. You're not just meant to walk by your five senses, and it's a pitiful life if we do. It is. It's not the way we as humans are. We're supposed to walk by faith. By what? The Bible says that we'll live not by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God. We believe, or we act on what He said. You walk that way. You walk by what He said in His word and what He said to you. That's just as real as what you see. In fact, more real, because faith can, if you'll walk by faith, you can know something's coming when it doesn't look like it at all in the natural. In fact, everything in the natural would tell you it's not there, it's not going to happen. And yet, if God said something and we walk according to that, then we're going towards something we can't perceive with our eyes, we can't perceive with our ears, we can't feel it, we can't taste it. But it's there, it's going to be there, it's just in this dimension of time, it's not there yet. But if you could see as God sees, you would see that pretty soon it's going to be there. How do you perceive that? It's not by your five natural senses, it's by faith. By faith you see. By faith you perceive what you can't see with your eyes. But you can see it if you'll look at what's on the inside. We're meant to walk like this. You know, it'd be like, I was never in the military. But, you know, you have people that are on the ground doing military operations, and then you have people air support in the sky and satellite, and they can see things that the people on the ground can't see. But if they're listening to their support, they can't see something. They could not see that there's a danger up there, because, you know, around the bend or behind the trees, because physically there's a barrier there on the other side of the mountain. But somebody that has visibility can say, don't go there, go there. Well, if you're going by sight, and if you're convinced that the only way you're going to make decisions is by sight, well, you're losing out on something here, because you have information that's telling you to do something based on additional information you don't have, you can't possibly have. But if you believe what they're telling you, you could dismiss it, right? You could say, no, I'm not going to do that. I think you're wrong. There's no way that's happening, and walk right into something you shouldn't. Or you could say, you trust or you're assured, or you're confident of something, and so you avoid things, you end up okay. Why? Because you're listening to something besides what you can see and feel. This is exactly what the Christian life is supposed to be like. We're supposed to be walking according to His words. And how many of you know or believe that He sees things we can't see? He knows everything. He knows what's going to happen. You say, how does He possibly know? He's omnipotent. He knows everything. Omniscient. He's also omnipotent. He's all-powerful. He's all-knowing. He's everywhere. He is. Time is just another dimension. You know, I can put my hand across here going horizontally, and you know, right now it's not over here, but if it keeps going, it's going to bounce into this hand. That's just going through, you know, one dimension. I'm just sliding it across. If it's up here and I'm sliding it like that, that's two dimensions. If it's over here, I'm sliding it diagonally across, that's three dimensions. Well, I could stick my hand here and not move it. But as you just saw, right now it's not intersecting, but half a second later it is. So time is just another it's just another dimension. There I'm moving it in space, but I could stick my hand here and somebody else could come in a little bit. And over time, what is around my hand changes. And so if you're looking at any spot on this earth, well, a lot of them, I mean, I'm sure there's some deserted ones that it looks like nothing's going on, but even there, the sun and everything is going around, the light changes. Things change based on time. Well, God can see all that. It's all compressed for Him. He knows exactly what's going to happen when. He knows the decisions of every person already. It's amazing, but He knows that. So He can tell you, you're going to do this, and you could go, and it doesn't look like anything's going to happen, but everything all clears, and all of a sudden, boom, it's exactly the way He said it's going to happen. What is that? That's called walking by faith. It's perceiving what you can't see. It's the evidence of things you can't see. Faith is. Look at the Amplified version. It says, now faith is the assurance, the confirmation, the title deed of things we hope for, being the proof of things we do not see. See, it's the proof of things we don't see. We don't see it. How do you know it? You believe. You're assured. And God, what are you assured of? God knows what He's talking about. You believe Him. You're convicted. You're confident that He's right. It's the conviction. Faith is the conviction of their reality. Faith perceiving as real fact what is not revealed to the senses. So you are convinced of something that's going to happen even though you can't see it. So your senses are not the final authority. This world tries to convince you that they are and to try to get you to walk by your senses. And it's a bad way to walk. They can deceive you. Your senses can deceive you, but God will never deceive you. That's why it's so important to be led by the Spirit and to learn how to be led by the Spirit. Because it can keep you from danger. It can lead you into prosperity. I mean, if you knew exactly all the historical, if you knew what the stock market was going to do the next year, exactly on what day, it'd be no brainer. I mean, you put however many zeros you want after, you know, the numbers, you could have as much money as you needed. But the fact is you don't. But God, and you don't want to just try to that stuff, and it's not, you don't want to try to gamble with your money. Investing is one thing, gambling is another. You don't want to just throw money out there and hope that it's right, but God knows in our specific situation what we need, the position we needed to get into, what we need to invest in, where we need to put our funds. And it's not a gamble when it's with Him. If we know it's Him talking to us, then we can be sure it's going to come out okay. So He can, by being led by the Spirit, He can lead us into prosperity. But you may not, how many of you know, and it's changed now, but if you knew, it just in the natural, there are companies that have developed that if you looked at them at certain points, you don't, to act on an investment in them, you would have to believe something, because there's nothing in the natural at that point that says they're going to be successful. You know, you take Apple. If you've ever seen anything about how Apple started, it was just, you know, it was out of a garage and it was on a shoestring and just got going. Well, if you were back there, you may think, well, this is a sure thing. Well, if you saw what was going on, probably not. You would have had to believe something. Because if you were going to invest, there's nothing that, you don't know. I mean, you can't see. This is back in the late 70s. You don't know where they're going to be in the 2000s. And so back then, you would have had to be investing on something you believed. You couldn't see it. See, if we look back and say, well, certain things look obvious. Oh, I wish I would have. Oh, I wish I would have done this, because then it would have turned into this. I wish I would have invested in this. If I would have invested in this in 1986 or whatever, this would have been here. Yeah, but do you realize there's things like that right now today? Right now.
Right.
Pick it out. Well, you don't want to just go and try to pick everything out. I mean, look at Apple. They went on a run, and then they were just in a place, if you know anything about their history, where there was nothing. I mean, it looked like they were, I mean, there wasn't anything there into the 90s. And then, so then, well, they used to be something. But if you would have said, yeah, I believe they're going to come back, well, then you, again, could have invested. But how many people saw that? It was there. See, when the company looks like they went up and now they're going to go down, how do you know they're going to go back up? I mean, at that point, it's way easier to say, this is past. They're going to go down. They had their heyday. They're going down, right? How are you going to believe, well, they're going back up? See, I mean, you don't know that in the natural. You would have had to believe something. Well, God right now, if we'll believe, it may not look like certain things in our life, but He will tell us what to invest in, where to put our money, what job to take. Never take a job based on money. Because money can change like that. That's not a good reason to take a job. That's a foolish reason to take it. I'm not saying you don't take it into consideration. That's not the deciding factor. Should not be. Other things should line up, and then it's, okay, fine, it's a salary. But a job that doesn't pay, the same as another one, God knows the company. He knows the culture. He knows where it's going to go. He knows what it's going to be worth in 3, 4, 5 years and where it's going to lead you. Don't go based on money. Those are the types of things our faith can perceive, things that our senses can't, and our faith can count God's word to us just as real as if somebody stood and told you the future. And it's better, because a person can, they don't know, but God knows. You may not know all the details, but He knows how it's going to turn out. So our faith perceives as real fact what we can't see. Hebrews 11:1, faith assures us of things we expect and convinces us of the existence of things we cannot see. Look at your sheet at Romans 8, verse 24. Romans 8, verse 24. It says, for we were saved in this hope, but hope that is seen is not hope. For why does one still hope for what he sees? But if we hope for what we do not see, we eagerly wait for it with perseverance. So you don't hope for something you see. You hope for something you expect, something you don't see. Why would you hope for it? Because you believe something. You're waiting, not just waiting around, going, well, let's see if this happens. You're eagerly waiting. You're eagerly waiting for it with perseverance. That means you're not going to quit. This is where a lot of people miss it.
They think they're believing God, but, well, it doesn't look like it. What does that have to do with it?
If you know what faith means, and you know what it means to believe God, that means if God said it, it's going to happen. So you need to know that if God said it, you need to know what that is, and then you need to know it is God. And then once you know it's God, and you know what He said, then the next thing is, don't move from that. You stay doing what He said, then you're eagerly waiting, you're eagerly expecting what He said, even though you can't see it. So, the passage of time, just because you don't see it today, let's see, God told you something. You believe it, you know in your heart, you believe it's God, you know what He told you, and so you go into, and He told you to do something, or He told you to go on a certain path. Now, you start on that path. Number one, you know you've heard from God, and you know what it is. So you know it's God, and you know what He told you, okay? Now you start going down a path. But you don't see it when you start. Okay? You don't see it. As far as you know, if you're going by what you can see, you can't see anything, right? Okay. Now, an hour later, you still can't see anything. But why are you going down this path? Tell me. Because you heard from God, you believe it's God, and you know what He told you. Right? So it's God, and He told you this. So you're going down the path. You didn't see it at the start. An hour later, you still don't see it. Now, the next day, at the same time you started, you still don't see it. Now, tell me why you're going down this path. Because God told you something, you believe it's God, and you know what He told you. Now, you go forward a week later, and you don't see anything in the natural. Nothing has changed. Now, why are you on this path? Because God told you something, and you know what He told you. Now, it's 6 months later, and you don't see anything. You can't sense anything. So it's time to quit, if it's 6 months. Why are you on the path? Because you saw something? No. Why are you on the path? Because you believe God told you to go on that path, and He told you something specific. So what does you seeing something or not seeing something have to do with anything? What if it's 3 years? Well, surely that's time. That's it. Why are you on that path? So what changed? You didn't see? Well, you can go. You already told me. You didn't see it when you went out of the gate. Yep. And now you're going to quit because you don't see it at 3 years. Well, if you're going to go by what you see, you might as well never have started because you didn't see it. That's the time. Don't waste all the time. Don't even get on the path. If you're going to go by what you see, then at the beginning, say, I don't see anything, therefore this is nonsense. Wait a minute. But why would you go on that path? Well, God told me something. He told me something, and you're saying that God told me. And some people are real quick to say, God told me. I know it's the Lord, so I'm going. But you don't see anything. But I don't care. It's God telling me. So you start going down that path. But all of a sudden, you name your date. Some people, in some things, it's 2 days. Some things, it's 6 months. Some thing, it's 3 years. Wait a minute, I don't see it. So therefore, I'm going to stop. I'm going to quit. I'm going to give it up. Well, wait a minute. Why are you on this path? It's because you said God told you something, but now you don't see something, which is the same thing it was when you started. Okay, but it should be different now. Who said? What did God tell you, and what are you doing? What does the passage of time have to do with anything if you're listening to Him? See, this is that other sense. It's not supposed to be by what you see, what you feel, because that will change. What if you go by what you feel?
So God told you something, you know it's God, you know what he told you, and you are happy. You're excited about it. So you get on the trail and you're going. But what happens if, you know, 3 weeks later, you get up and you're on the path, but you don't feel good. I mean, it's rainy outside and you can't see, and you're not jumping up and down. Oh, well, I guess that means it's time to get off the path. Wait a minute. Why did you get on the path? Because of what you felt? If you got on the path because you felt good, that was the wrong reason to get on the path. Because your feelings will change. Well, it looks real good today. It looks like it could. Oh, so that's a reason? So this is what people do. They start getting off the path. Oh, wait, it looks good. Okay, I'll get on the path. You cannot go plus or minus. You can't get on the path because it looks good. You can't get off the path because it looks bad. Either one is walking by sight. You know when somebody is fighting symptoms and they go, now listen to me. Here. I believe they receive healing. They release faith. They say, I'm healed on this. Why? He himself took my infirmities, bore my sicknesses. By Jesus' stripes, I am healed. I believe it. I'm convinced of it. And I believe this has to go. My body is healed and strong. Now, let's say it gets worse the next day. What do you say? What is it? If you say, oh, it's not working, you're walking by sight. You're not walking by faith. You're not walking by the word because you're being moved. Faith convinces of what you can't see, or you can say feel, but you just said it's not working. How would you know it's not working? Because I don't see it. I don't feel it. I feel worse. Now let me flip that. You say I'm healed. I receive it. I believe it. I have this. I see myself healed. And let's say a day later, you feel better. And you start saying, it's working. I feel better. Do you know what you just did? Where's your faith? You're walking by sight. People see, they don't see, they say, well, no, it's working. No, because you know what? The next minute it could feel worse, and now what? Well, I thought it was working, it's not. This is exactly what people do. I thought it was working, but it's not now. Why? Because I don't feel it? That's not what we're talking about here. That is not faith convincing you of things you can't see, feel. That's you just walking like everybody else. I feel it, so I feel good, so it's working. I feel bad, so it's not. That's like this. Whereas, did God's word change? No. Was it the same when you started believing as 2 days later? Yep. See, when you get to the fact, when you get to the point where I don't care what I see, I'm healed. I'm done looking at symptoms. I'm not looking at that. I'm not looking at time. I don't care if it's 2 months, 3 months, 6 years, 10 years. I'm healed. That's it. I have, or whatever God's told you, I have it. I'm going to be up. I'm going to enjoy it. That's when you're walking by faith. You know what? When you're walking by faith, that's what brings results. The other is just going up and down. It's waiting to see, when are you going to believe that I feel good? When am I going to believe that I'm healed? When I feel better. Well, it's too late to believe that because then you're better. So what are you doing? You're walking by sight. It's not that hard to locate. It's not that hard. And I'm not trying to step on anybody's toes. If you've ever seen, I'm not thinking of anybody in particular, okay? Because people in general have said stuff like this. But people will say, believe with me for a good report when I go to the doctor. Let me ask you something. What does the report have to do with anything? What if the report comes back negative? So what? It means it's not working? It means you're... Wait, whose report are we going to believe? Whose word are you basing it on? So if the doctor tells you you're better now I know it's working. What did you just do? You're walking by sight. You should have the attitude, God said I'm healed, so regardless of what the doctor says, I'm healed. Amen. So if you say I'm well, it looks like it's gotten worse today. Okay, thank you, doc. But Jesus said I'm healed. The Bible says I'm healed. You mean, I'm not saying you have to say that to your doctor. I'm just saying internally, if you have to say it under your breath, I'm healed. No, it's, I don't care. I don't care what this report says. I'm not going by that report. I have a higher report. God said I'm well. And I don't care. That none of these things moves me. Amen. This is a place of, see, that doesn't change. That's not being moved by sight. That's perceiving as real things that are not revealed to the senses. Praise God. Thank you, Lord. Let's go over to Hebrews. We have a few minutes. Keep trying to get here. Hebrews, go to Hebrews 11:7. Just look over a few verses. But you see this then in this chapter, and I you know, again, I don't think we're going to get that far, but we're going to get to where we'll just go through these things, but I believe we get there. We keep taking runs at this and we get here, but it's just, you know, this is getting more and more solid in us. Faith is not what some people think it is. It's not a feeling. It's not walking by sight. It's not a goosebump. It's believing God's word. You know what you expect to see based on what you believe, not what you see. This is a different level. Most people don't live like this. Right. Most Christians don't live like this. Most Christians, a lot of Christians are very carnal. And they walk by sight. They walk by feelings. Verse 7 says, by faith Noah, being divinely warned of things yet not yet seen, moved with godly fear and prepared an ark for the saving of his household, by which he condemned the world and became heir of the righteousness which is according to faith. We went into that one a little bit, but look at verse 8. By faith Abraham obeyed when he was called to go out to the place which he would receive as an inheritance, and he went out not knowing where he was going. He went out not knowing where he was going. He didn't know. Now, if you just told a lot of people that right there, they would say, well, he didn't know where he was going. Isn't that a little bit foolish? Surely. I mean, you got to know where you're going, right? No, you don't. Not according to the Bible. What do you have to know? Tell me what you have to know. If you're going to go in a direction, what do you have to know? What he told you. You got to know it's God and know what he told you. Did say you have to know where exactly you're going to end up. Mm-hmm. No. Abraham is called the father of faith, and he went out not knowing where he was going. But a lot of people would say, well, he's, you know, I mean, of course you have to know where you're going. That's just foolish. Well, okay, father of faith is a fool then. I don't think so. See, there's a different, it's a deception. See, some people think they know where they're going because they can see stuff, and they don't know that they're just about to end their life. Their life is about to end. People have it all planned out, and they think they know exactly where they're going, but the fact is they never make it there because something takes them out. Yep. They think they know where they're going. On the other hand, somebody can be led by God. They know God has led them this way. They don't know exactly why. It may seem like they should go this way, and if they were going by sight, they would go this way, and it seems like I should just plot my course and go this way, but something's telling them to go this way, and they arrive safe, sound, happy, healthy, prosperous, and they're there. Why? Because they listen to the Lord. You don't go. It's a higher thing to go by God's voice than it is to think you know where you're going and to not have the witness of God. And there's a whole lot of the world that's not following him. They discount this. In fact, they don't believe that we are a spiritual being. Missing out on the most vital thing. The Spirit of God leading us. So Abraham obeyed. Notice, he obeyed when he was called to go out. What'd he do? He obeyed. Sometimes you just need to obey. You don't know everything, but you know what you need to know? You just need to know the next step. That's all you need. You need to know what God told you to do now. So many times we want to know 15 steps down the road, and God, you can beg all you want, But God's not going to tell you any more than you need to know. You can sit here from now until you die. Absolutely. Because if it's your move, it's your move. God's not going to move out of turn. He's not. So what do I need to know today? I need to know what God told me to do. Doesn't mean I need to know nothing about the future. I need to know, I need to plan as He's told me to, but I don't need to know everything because there's no way I'm going to know everything. I need to know what He told me to, what He said I need to know. It said, by faith Abraham obeyed when he was called to go out to a place which he would receive as an inheritance, and he went out not knowing where he was going. By faith he dwelt in the land of promise as in a foreign country, dwelling in tents with Isaac and Jacob, the heirs with him of the same promise, for he waited for the city which has foundations, whose builder and maker is God. It says, by faith, Sarah herself also received strength to conceive seed, and she bore a child when she was past the age, because she judged him faithful who had promised. Barely touch on this, and we'll wrap up and probably pick up here. We'll see. But it says, by faith. So tell me, faith, what we read, faith is the substance of things expected. It's the evidence of things not seen. What is faith? Faith is. So what does it say? Sarah, by faith, Sarah herself received strength. So by faith, she received strength to conceive seed, and she bore a child when she was past the age. So tell me, what is Sarah thinking if she's going by the natural? Is she thinking baby? She's past the age. Didn't have a child when she wasn't the age. She's past the age, so is her first thought, I'm going to have a child, if she's going by natural? No. So how did she perceive that she could have a child? By faith. What God told her. That's how she could perceive. That's the evidence. That's the substance. That's the foundation that she's expecting on. What? God told her. And what does it say here? It says, by faith Sarah herself also received strength to conceive seed, and she bore a child when she was past the age. Why? Why did she bear a child when she was past the age? Because she judged him faithful who had promised. So God told her something, but there's not just God telling her. She judged him faithful and said, I believe that. I believe what he told me. I see something with my spiritual eye that I can't perceive the way I feel, the way I see. If I look at myself, I say, my mind says, there's no way you could ever have a baby. If I look at the way I feel, I don't feel like I should have a baby. But God told me I could have a baby, and so I judged him faithful to do what he said he was going to do. And if he told me he was going to do it, now I take him at his word. I believe that. And now I can see past what is in the natural, what I feel. I'm at a different level. I can see past it. I can say, forget all this. God's faithful, and he said, so now I can break through all this and go to something that's impossible. Why? God said I could. You see that? Yeah. That's believing. That's believing past our senses. And that's true Bible faith. Bible faith is not moved by what it sees, by what it feels. It's only moved by what God said, and God's word does not change. And what he said to you will not change for a given instance. Amen.